Hey, just dropping by to ask, did you get the quarterlies for the port yet? Yeah? Oh yeah, I know they're not complete yet, but the powers that be were bugging me earlier for them. I don't know. The story they tell isn't even what they want, but now they're asking for it modified without the high impact times. Yeah, I know, that makes it completely different, but that's what they want. Listen, I can argue with them until I'm blue in the face, and I have, but it's what they want, so it's what they get. So, how long do you think it'll take to get that together with those modifications? Oh, yeah, that's totally fine. That's totally fine. It just has to be before the end of the week, and we can make them sweat a little too. Yeah, it doesn't matter what the data says anyway. They're gonna say whatever story they want to say. So, it makes me wonder if what we do even matters. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just tired, you know? Yeah, they're telling us how to do our jobs, and then they're just forcing us to do it poorly. Just leave us alone and let us slip our quarterlies under the door, you know? Yeah, work stuff. Anyway, what are you doing this weekend? I hope the quarterlies haven't been keeping you from relaxing outside the office or something. Well, that's good. Yeah, it's good to have hobbies. Me? Oh. I don't know. I don't have much of a life outside the office, honestly. I just go home and crash, and when I actually have the energy to go out, everyone sucks. I don't know. People have gotten more annoying as I've gotten older. Except you, of course. I would lose my mind in this office without you. What? I just saw that little look on your face. What was that? You're not leaving me alone with them, are you? Please. No. Everybody here is terrible except for you. You can't leave me. No, I'm your work wife. We practically made vows. Remember? Remember when you kicked me under the table at the first board meeting? Yes, and we had to walk knee deep in the snow after the coffee machine broke. You knew I needed that flat white, or the CEO was gonna get her door kicked in. Okay, I know she's hiding an espresso maker in there. Sorry. Okay. I'm calm. I'm calm. I'm calm. I get it. I get it. Thinking back now on all those things, the forged in fire of our relationship, I get it. I get it. You are the best of us, and you should 100% get out of here when you can. So, between you and me, how much more time do I have? Okay, that's not so bad. That's like, oh, I mean, it is bad. So they wouldn't still be hiring, would they? Yes, but no. What does that mean? You don't want me to apply? Why not? We won't be work buddies anymore when you leave. Exactly. What exactly? I don't think I can survive in the corporate world without you. You are like my personal annoying executive translator. What do you mean? We can finally be together. You'll be working somewhere else. We'll be apart. That's the point. After work. Oh. Like dating? You want to date me? You like actually like me outside of the office? context? Like, for real? Why? I don't even like myself. No, I mean, I'm sorry. I would love that. You took that HR notice really seriously, didn't you? Yeah. Oh, okay. So should we get coffee then or something and like go on a date? Oh, yeah. Don't worry about those reports. Like, what are they gonna do? Fire you? Joke's on them. Let's break you out early. Come on. Let's go to a cafe. Take a long coffee break and an early day. Huh? A little sneaky 2 p.m. sneak away. Hey, kitty. I know. We're supposed to be like subtle about it at work, whatever, but it's your last day, so it doesn't really fucking matter anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, they have me doing your exit interview. I know. Can you believe it? They really don't know, but neither here nor there. We're gonna do it in the CEO's office. Yes, it's empty. Mm-hmm. We can finally get in there. I got the key. Yeah, I said, like, I was gonna try and woo you to stay or something, and it would be more powerful if I was in the CEO office, so whatever. Then it doesn't fucking matter anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Come on, let's go. Wow. It's fucking nice in here. God, what is her salary? Oh my god, this is ridiculous. We should both ask for raises. Well, not you, I guess. I should. Oh. Hi. It's fun to kiss you at work. Too bad we missed out on all of this. Office romance, but maybe this will make up for it. Yeah? Well, fucking me on her desk. Mm-hmm. I think that'll make up for it. What do you think? Oh god, what is this desk made of anyways? Fucking mahogany? Oh my god! Doesn't that just make you want to fucking scream? No? Well, what does it make you want to do then? Oh. Well, I like that. Yeah. I'll spread my legs for you. If a mahogany desk makes you want to eat me out, I'm not going to say no. It's that. What the fuck? It's just, you know, a weird reaction to that, but everybody's got their turn-ons, I guess, and yours is mahogany and pussy. Sure. Oh, fuck. Yes, of course, I'm wet. You're fucking amazing at that. Come on. Can you blame a girl? I don't think I've told you, but fuck, before you, I never came from this, and fuck, last night. Oh, his night was amazing. It was, fuck. I really think you can do better. Oh, I like to see you try. Oh, yeah. Yes, I would like to see you try. Yeah, you think so? Good. Then give me what I deserve. Please, yes, I want a finger. I want her fingers inside me. Good. Can you blame me? Can you fucking blame me? Oh, fuck. I just love your mouth and my pussy and your fingers and me. Fuck. If you do that, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Fine. It is better than last night. You're right. You're right. You're always right. Please let me kiss you. Let me kiss you. Quitting. Yes, thank you. I just wish you would have quit sooner. That's okay, right? We got plenty of time. I'm not sure we have the office for much longer, though. So we best get to it, huh? Go on, hop up. That's it. Up on the desk. Oh, it's your turn to come on, Mahogany. Rub your cock against my wet pussy. Oh, you feel that? I mean, you already tasted it, so you know how fucking turned on you make me, but now, I can feel it against your cock. I wanna thank you. I really wanna thank you. But maybe I should do it with your cock in me, huh? There we go. As I was saying, I want to thank you for everything you've done for me all these years. We worked together. Fuck. I can't believe I was silently in love with you for so long. We both were. Fuck. But now. We can finally do it. Oh, we can finally be together. And my boyfriend. Like, actually. And I love you. I'm fucking you on a bitch's fucking desk. And I was fucking right about the Nespresso maker. See, it's right there. Oh, fuck. Yeah, grab my hips. That's it. Yeah, I don't give a shit if I get fired. This is the best fucking thing that's ever happened to me. You're the best fucking thing that's ever happened to me. I'll lose everything for you. I don't give a shit. Nothing matters if you're not in it. Now I've got you in my life, and that's all I need. All I need is you. I love you. you love my pussy. Oh, good. Good. Oh, but it's yours now, right? You know that, right? I'm yours. Oh, pussy. Hard, all of it. As long as you want me. As long as I need you. Fuck forever. Oh, that's all it is. Oh, fuck. It's not long enough, but I don't give a shit. As long as I have you. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna go. Hold me. Hold me when I come. Will you come with me too? So we should get out of here, right?